My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. I don't have anybody with me because I do The Flash by myself. I'm like a one-man superhero. And I know some of y'all are out there going, you need people to be with you, Mike. Not this superhero. It is Sunday. I'm trying to catch up. I'm actually a little bit behind on The Flash. Don't even ask me how far I'm behind for Arrow. It's just been a crazy. My son, he's about to turn two. And yeah, you get the picture if you got kids. If you don't, yeah. Okay, so let's talk about The Flash. I'm going to be talking trajectory. That episode was episode 16 that actually aired. I'm looking at my notes here. It looks like it aired March 22nd. And today's what? I'm looking at the calendar, April 24th. It's almost like a month. I'm behind. But I did watch this episode. I did watch the flashback. The newest episode is still on my DVR, so I haven't watched it yet. But I figured we would talk, or I would just give y'all my feelings and to see if you guys had the same feelings as I did. Feel free to leave comments on all that good stuff. Also, shout-outs to CWTV.com. That's where I got the little intro from. You can go there. You can check out all the CW TV shows there, including The Flash and Arrow there. I'm looking at my review here that I did when I did watch it. Well, actually, I wrote this review 5 days ago on the Good Shows app. If you haven't been on there, you should check it out. It's called Good Shows. It's for the iPhone right now, but it's coming soon to Android. It's kind of like TV, Get Glue, and what was the other one? TV Tag? Yes. So, if you're a fan of TVs and movies, you need to check this out. And what I'm going to do also is I see that some people are actually more responsible than I was. And actually watched it when they were supposed to, the majority of them. So I'm going to check out those reviews and read them to you as well. So let's see here. My review here, and I even added spoiler warning. You could do that on the app. You can actually warn people before they get in there so they don't be like, hey, Mike, you stupid asshole. But no, spoiler review right here. Here you go. Finally spending some quality time with my DVR. It was good to get back to The Flash. I thought it was a pretty sweet episode, this here, Trajectory. It's hard for me to even say. Thumbs up, I love the female speedster. Hot and a total badass is what I wrote. Yes, she had some issues, but she's still hot and a badass. I like the fight scenes between her and the Flash when she grabbed the Flash and threw him in his own holding cell. Hilarious and, of course, hot. Yes, that was pretty badass. She was pretty dope. I was hoping she had, like, sidekick. And I know some people are going to be like, why she got to be a sidekick? I don't know. It's just because she's small. Maybe that's what it was. And like the Flash is tall and then she's small and it's always the smaller. Yeah. Okay. Either way. But yeah, it's obvious that it didn't happen that way. I put a little mean face emoji con here. Not a fan of Jesse. I am not a fan of Dr. Wells 2, Earth 2, whatever you want to call him, of his daughter. I guess, I wrote here, when she gets all pissy with her dad, not cool. Hello, he was trying to save you from Zoom. Glad she's gone. Yes. That's what I gather when watching this episode. When she heard the recording of her dad talking and how he would kill to get his daughter. That's how I took it. Like, she got pissed off because he was, like, going to the dark side. But, hello, Zoom had her. So, you have to do what you gotta do for your kids. But I'm so glad she's gone. And I know she went to, where did she go? To Opal City? Is that what it is? I kind of went online to see, and it seems like it's something in the comic book world. But I don't know what it is. And for people that are tuning in for the first time, I don't read comics. I'm a fan of the show. Good or bad, I don't care. If someone dies, I'm still a fan. I don't leave like certain people do on Sleepy Hollow. Oh, here we go. I put emojicon with hearts in the eyes. Iris looked extra hot in this episode, didn't she? Iris always looks good, but she looked extra hot. I'm not a fan of her boss, I wrote. Nope, I do not approve this maybe relationship. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't like the guy. And isn't that kind of a no-no at the office? You shouldn't be dating your boss or go on a date with your boss. But I'm not a fan of that. So I'm kind of watching. I'm gonna be like in the shadows behind a tree, like looking at. I'm gonna be like, no, get away from her. And then I put Emoji Khan like like a Home Alone face. The ending: Barry and the team realize that Jay is Zoom, and they're the same person. Man, Caitlin has the worst luck with guys, huh? Poor Caitlin. Her other boyfriend, which I liked, you know, combusts and blows up and saving the world. And then she gets with Jay, and Jay is freaking Zoom. Man, poor girl. Well, these are my feelings until next time. So I gave this episode, because you can rate the episode from 1 out of 5 on the Good Shows app, and I rated it a 5. I really like this episode. It was really dope. Let me look at some of the other people's here. Born 39 gave this a 4. Said this might this was a good episode, introducing a new character and trying to get the Flash to go faster. Finding out who Zoom is was credible, and nobody has said anything about Wally, if he's a metahuman with Jesse. Metahuman watch went off with him around. Can't wait to find out. Born, I totally messed up your review there. So people check that out there. But I wonder, Wally, interesting. Farhan, I'm going to mess up these names, man. Farhan Razak, sorry. 5. They put must watch. Here we go. Dakin Shadow, the gang is a little bit too slow in this one. Everyone take too much time to understand who is who and what is going on. And the final twist is the same as the last episode. But the new villain is really good, and finally the pieces are falling in place. This person gave it 4 out of 5. Here we go. Glenn Run. Actually, it looks like it 20 minutes ago, maybe? Okay, they just watched this. 4 out of 5. A new female speedster arrives in Central City, and Zoom. Zoom identity is figured out by the Barry and the Star Labs gang. And then here we go. Paul G. 1974, a week ago, gave it a 4 out of 5 and said, nice little change of pace before we went back to the nitty gritty of Zoom and his inevitable downfall. Inevitable. I messed up that word. I'm sorry, Paul G. I'm not very good with big giant words. There you go. So those are the reviews right there. Everybody pretty much had the same feelings. We all had, you know, I gave it a 5, and then there were some 4s, and then that's it. So everyone seemed to like this episode. That was pretty cool. I mean, this was a really good episode. Definitely the fight scenes. And I liked the female speedster. It was cool to see that because, you know, normally seeing guys and, you know, even that ghost. Oh, did I talk about the – uh-oh, I think I went too far. Anyways, okay, I think that's it, people. I think I'm done. Hope you enjoyed this little recap, review, rant kind of thing. Feel free to leave comments if you watch the episode. You can, wherever you're listening to this, feel free to leave the comments. If you want to check out my stuff, iwatchmike.com. That is my blog. That's where I put everything there. And you can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy, iwatchmike on Facebook. And of course, Good Shows. Go to the App Store if you got an iPhone and search for it. It's absolutely free. Join the community. You can leave comments and all that stuff. All these people here, I'm actually going to go on their reviews and say, hey, I read your stuff on my stuff. And some of them will be like, cool. And some of them will be like, I don't even know you, freak. So that's pretty much it, people. I think that's it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't forget audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That's my podcast channel. It's got everything there. I'm going to soon put it on iTunes. I just haven't had time. My almost 2-year-old. But I'm going to try to put that on iTunes as soon as possible. That way you guys can subscribe on iTunes. But you can subscribe as well. audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike right there, too. All right. Everybody have a great week. Sunday, I'm out of here. I got to go work. I got Sunday fun day. And then we got Fear of the Walking Dead tonight, which we recap on the channel. And Game of Thrones. I am so... Oh, I just peed in my pants right there. I just peed. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go now and change because Game of Thrones comes on. Peace out.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.